Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, the 4th of August, 2022. Can't believe it's 2022. God, sometimes it just
already
hits me across the face. Almost, yeah.
More than halfway done with it.
Right. This has happened. Time just flies.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Kids get older. I was thinking about your 8-year-old. Who said that? What happened?
No, I was talking to Alex.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of sugar kids.
Yeah, my 8-year-old and my 3-year-old turn in the next couple months.
Yeah. You know, my kid was 8 years old when you came back here.
Uh-huh.
Like, now he's off in the world. Like, it just has gone so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling the world. Yeah. Crazy.
It is crazy.
That's awesome.
I hope he's having fun. Like,
oh, God. I hope he's having all kinds of experiences.
I want him to meet someone.
Oh, I want him to bone in every country.
I want him to, too. I want him to have just, like, I mean, he's 23. The world is his oyster. Like, no responsibilities.
But, you know,
spending all his savings.
It'll be interesting to see if he's, and I don't know that he'll tell you. That's part of it,
well,
too.
Well, he won't tell me. He's never told me any
it's
of that
a bummer
stuff. I'm sure he's
that
had.
He won't. That
but
you
I don't
guys
think
don't
he's ever had,
it.
Like, a serious relationship. He loves to talk about stuff. He just doesn't talk about that kind of personal stuff.
Well, he may not look a lot. They're putting yourself on the line and putting your desires out in front of someone is a ballsy move, and it takes people time to really decide. I'm never gonna have that if I don't ask for it from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So he may not have gone there yet.
I know.
As much
I
as
I want him to,
I know.
You know, I want. I mean, he's 23.
Too.
It's time for him to like start
I agree.
Experiencing some of this part of life.
I know a young lady who I've known since she was very young, and for the longest time, she was someone who was saving it, and then the relationship
and she couldn't give it away.
No, it means she could in a finger snap, but she was with someone. They never did that. Then they broke up, and then she was busy with school, and I think she's held on to that way longer than she meant to.
Right.
And she's not someone who would have, she could go anywhere she wants, anytime she wants, and point at anyone she wants, and
she
do
wants
them.
To be in love. And
well,
she
I don't even know if anymore it's that. I right. just think that
sometimes you just have to go get
you've
that
waited
over
too
with.
Long, and things. And stuff happens,
yep.
like COVID, and then there you are, 10 more years later, going, how am I a 30-year-old version?
Mm-hmm.
Virgin?
Version.
A 30-year-old version of myself.
You know, that's...
Right. No, it does. It happens.
So,
it gets away from you.
I hope that's not what's going on with him, but whatever the case may be, let's hope that he's... pursuing
boning his way through Europe.
I want him to have some fun.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I want him to have some experiences, whatever they may be, because the truth is, you're not going to be ready for that person when they come walking up if you haven't done anything in your life.
And the thing is, I think that those first couple like love affairs that you have mm-hmm. are just they're everything, and you don't really have a lot of perspective on what it takes to be a partner or to recognize red flags when you see them. I mean, you have to learn all that stuff. And if you're, you know, the sooner the better. Learn.
I agree.
Learn that stuff. So find out some of that stuff in Europe. Come on home and tell me about it. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I hint around about it. It's like, Mom, I'm busy with my 4.0. All right.
Okay, well, do a German guy, all right? Yeah. Or girl.
Guy.
I don't know. I shouldn't have said that.
It's fine. Who cares?
I hate that I just said that.
A fucking grown man. You know, whatever. I'm going to tell
Cut that out.
No, will
you
stop it? Who cares?
Mark that.
Because here's the thing. I have never said anything about any of that stuff because that is not my story to tell. But it's not. I'm not trying to hide it either. And neither is he. Don't worry. Please don't worry about it.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
Well, don't worry about it. I know.
We just don't like telling other people's business. That's all.
No, I like telling other people's business.
I 100% like telling other people's business.
I was trying to be vague as possible, and then I just spit that
out
like an asshole.
Don't worry about it.
God.
You know, I actually appreciate that, you know, you've known forever about all kinds of things, and you are very considerate when it comes to that stuff. So don't worry about it.
So cut that out.
It's not something to be embarrassed about, and it's not.
No, it's not, for sure. But it's also not my
business. No, I'm saying, and you shouldn't be embarrassed that you did it. Like, there's nothing to, like, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's more and more difficult to cut it out after we talk about it for 5 minutes.
That's right.
Okay.
So don't bother.
Okay, fine.
All right. Go bang guys.
So
I don't care.
Stupid.
Meghan Trainor is a singer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's great.
Uh-huh.
She's just fab, and she's pretty good.
All right.
She's a little bebop.
You say so.
Sure.
Bebop. Yes, she is.
She is. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And although she did kind of copy Scrubs, I thought, you know, no, I don't want you.
For what song?
For her song, No.
Oh, my name is.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No. Like, it reminds me of that song a lot. But it's not that similar. So anyways, she got married a few years ago and she's got a kid. And the story was that, you know, I guess she didn't want to share a toilet and there was so much work to do with the baby and that, you know, she would have to pee, but then her husband had to pee at the same time. And I guess they only have one bathroom in the house or something.
Yeah, right.
This is bullshit. So they decided to get two toilets together in the house. So one of the toilets, though, I'm looking at the picture. Vinny, look at this toilet. This toilet is square. It's like a rectangular toilet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if maybe that's more comfortable and we just don't know about it.
It looks like it's got a lot more stuff. Like it might be a bidet too.
Yeah, like a squirty thing. It's possible. Has like the lid actually looks like it's on some kind of Mondo hinge. You see that? Anyway, there's two toilets side by side in what looks like a space for one toilet. And there's a toilet paper roll between them. One's sort of a regular looking toilet and the other one is this weird rectangular one. And look, this is a story in the New York Post, so if you want to look at these pictures, feel free.
It does look like it plugs into the wall there. You see it?
Yeah, it's got like a bundle of stuff next to it. But either way, it's two toilets right next to each other.
Okay.
So her husband's name, this is Meghan Trainor we're talking about. Her husband's name is Daryl Sabara, and they have these side-by-side commodes.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say they tried to take shits together, like they wanted to. But his are like death. She said, he'll hang out with me while I poop. I just won't hang out with him while he poops because his poops are noxious. But they pee together all the time. And she says that her poops don't smell. I guess maybe in comparison to her husband's. Like my poop doesn't smell compared to John's. My poop
Is that so?
She smells like roses. So.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. All right. Right.
So they don't. They don't number two together.
Okay, well, I don't understand that. I don't agree with that. I don't understand that, and I don't...
If you had two toilets, probably wouldn't be a problem to pee, right?
At my house, peeing is no problem, and people walk up while I'm peeing, because I often sit down, and I sit down because of the, you know...
It's splashy.
I live with three girls,
And
so,
the seat's
and
down.
I don't want to be bothered wasting toilet paper to wipe the seat. I just sit down. That's at home, though. I don't do that here, for fuck's sakes. So if you're out there, you know, going, oh, Vinny sits... I don't sit down everywhere at home.
Yeah.
Okay?
At home, on your own toilet.
Right, on my own toilet.
Right.
So the kids or my wife will walk in, and I don't think anything of it. If I'm going number two, and I didn't already shut the door...
And lock it.
They will hear that door and go, wha-bam! Because I am I don't know what the difference is. I'm still seated. They can't tell. There's no, the toilet's not clear.
Well, it's stinky.
Oh, Dad, poop hanging clear. Out of your butt.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, it's not like they could tell walking up, you know, on me in either scenario.
Well, they could tell.
Dad, that's a long one.
I guarantee they can tell. Yeah. You pulled a castle in there. It's a caca castle.
Anyway.
That looks like a smoothie frosty.
We don't do that at my house. So I don't.
Dairy Queen.
They can do that. I'm trying to just ignore you guys. They can do that, but I don't want to.
Yeah, it's not. I actually think it's wrong. I really feel like number two is, look, I get it. We all do it. It's private.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
And you should be ashamed of yourself. But, you know, because you're involved in it. Like, it's not always a trip to the seashore, gentle breezes. It's sometimes it is like you're down and dirty and you're making things happen stinking the place up. And I don't want to interact with anyone. Like, the big joke at my house is, like, if somebody comes upon a closed bathroom door, we knock on the door. I go, hey, you want to talk?
Hey.
You got a minute? You want to talk? And then... It's not even that funny anymore, but we still do it, both of us. It's like we have to. So they pee together still. They'll sit together. And he sits. He's a sitter as well. They don't say which the square one or the circle one is
whose
hers.
Is whose.
Right. Maybe they are interchangeable. But he's also a sitter, so he sits. And they hold hands while they pee. Okay.
You know what I have a problem with? People who are full of shit.
And they got to be alone while they evacuate it. Well, he'll stand there while she's pooping. Like, I don't know that I could poop in front of anybody.
I don't know that any of this story has any base in reality. Look, I think everybody, fine, whatever, let them do their thing. But I think that often the next story we're going to hear is those two are getting divorced.
You know, doesn't it feel like sometimes when people go to the ends of the earth to tell you all these cute stories about their relationship that is the next thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. We pooped once together, and then we said never again.
Yeah. I don't mean to be cynical. I understand there are people with the perfect relationship out there, and oh my God, we both shit a heart today. Can you believe it?
It's amazing.
How do you do that? I don't know, but we do it.
Weird that yours is red. That doesn't seem like a good sign.
Gross. Anyway, I have a tendency to be cynical about stuff like that. I often see posts on Instagram that are long, flowery, worded, like long, right? And you just go,
who are you trying to convince?
Your life's fucked up. Something's wrong there because this is a bunch of bullshit. Right.
The tributes to people. I always, like, the longer they go on, the more I'm like, they're fucking doomed.
Yep.
So yesterday, V-Hale was on.
Mm-hmm.
And a listener, who literally signed themselves a listener, said, I saw this billboard and started laughing thanks to V-Hale. Come and look at this. It's a little dog, and he's about to, I don't know, he's going to boop the phone or something. Our vet team is just a boop away. Talk to a vet 24/7. Fuzzy, fuzzy.com, I guess.
Cute.
Very cute. So there's a little dog. He's got his foot up like he's going to, I don't know, boop your nose, boop your ass. I'm not sure. Wherever you want to be booped. Dogs are totally willing. They have no shame. They stick their fucking nose right in your ass all the time anyway. They're like, let me get a shot of that. Well, that's good. I'm going in for another one. Fucking dogs and their noses. Like, honestly, it's so embarrassing. Like, can you, like, especially if they're really paying attention to you. Like the dog that will, like, do anything to put his nose in your crotch. And you're just like, okay, I get it.
Well, you got
amazing.
A fine piece of real estate there. Mm-hmm. What, yeah. what can you do about it?
It's embarrassing. Because, like, go smell someone else's shit.
Yeah, but...
Shit.
All the shit down here.
Oh, okay.
You know, not
oh. Don't refer to it as shit.
Well, maybe they are smelling your shit.
We're having too many conversations about shit for you to go to shit when we're talking about your pussy.
All right.
Good God.
Well, maybe we're talking about your ass. Maybe
well,
they do
still,
like, maybe,
you
like,
shouldn't
like
have
the shit
there.
But it has a shitty smell.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
No.
Yeah, it does.
You cleaned yourself properly.
Well, maybe I hadn't showered since I took a shit. Huh? How about that?
Oh, God. What
maybe
you,
I just farted.
Why is this so shit central over here?
I don't know. We talked about the shitting. Pooping. We'll go pooping.
Whatever. Let's
dog's
move
like,
on.
You smell like poop.
You got a bad advice over there you're holding
this
on
what,
to?
You know what I do? And I've actually been kind of avoiding this. I'm going to do it.
Okay, great.
But I'm going to say ahead of time, you are fucking sick. If
weird.
The reason that you're, if you want to hear us talk about this and you have some, and you've made this scenario up.
Oh, you think this there's a it's, possibility this person's just making it up to hear you say nasty things?
To hear us talk about it.
Okay. Let's hear it.
But also, if this really happened, and I do believe that it did. I'm reading this thing,
you think
and
so?
I do.
Okay.
Just because of the way they wrote it, like, I don't know. You guys decide.
Okay.
I'm
ready.
I can't decide.
I'm hooked.
Hello, amazing radio family. So, I was wondering what your input is on the following scenario. My wife and I had some friends over for a chill barbecue. The couple, really close friends, have a one-year-old baby girl. As evening proceeded and drinks were flowing, my friend's wife, call her Chelsea, is talking about diaper changing and then says, I ain't even gonna lie, but my daughter has the most beautiful pussy. Talking about a one-year-old. We all have this look on our faces. I look at the husband and he's nodding his head like this isn't the first time she's said this. Then my wife and I try to explain to her the reason for why this is inappropriate. Wrong person could hear this, etc. Also, it's fucking incredibly inappropriate. What do you think? Recommend to get her to understand. So Brynn and I had this whole conversation about how I'm like uncomfortable even just saying that sentence about a baby's area.
Mm-hmm.
If this person can't understand why that's not a good thing to say about their daughter, I kind of feel like their mom card gets revoked.
Or at least the friend card. Like, I'm not going to be a fucking friend, you weirdo.
Like, I feel like that's just super, and even to call it that, that isn't what it, not yet. That isn't what that is yet. I'm having this visceral reaction to this. Ugh. Like, gross. I get it. They got the parts. It's all there. But that's not something to advertise.
Yeah. I don't know. Your thoughts, Vin?
The guy who has got two little girls.
Uh-huh.
So, at first, I have a tendency to think that when people make jokes, you know, everyone's got a different sense of humor, and sometimes what I think is funny, you won't. Do I think that's funny? No. Would it have struck me as off? Absolutely. I know that I would feel uncomfortable probably having them back over. I hate to say it. Like, I do think that if, especially if you went, that was inappropriate. Like, can you, if that's.
Yeah, you should really think twice about saying that in front of people. Like,
right,
we're friends.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully you wouldn't, but I didn't want to hear that either.
But
I don't want to think about your baby's vagina.
You know, in mixed company.
Yeah.
Like if I had three or four other friends from work over, say, and they all heard you say that, I think we'd all have a knowing glance like, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
And you'd still be sitting there with that whatever look that is on your face.
Uh-huh, that's right. Beautiful vagina. Oy.
So I don't know. I know that I remember a friend of mine was taught he had twin daughters and he was talking about having to change them. And this might have been around the time when I was having my first. And he was like, and he was sort of saying I get it. That there's nothing sexual about your kid. Zero. And often when you're changing that diaper, there's probably some caca in that vagina as well. Like you got to clean that thing and like that.
And you really got to get in there.
Yeah. There's a whole thing going on, but there's as a guy who and this is a separate sentence from the sentence I just said, as a guy that loves vagina, I love women. I do. I wish I'd been more of a coxman in my day because I really didn't try enough brands of all the ladies. But, you know, they're just not the, there's nothing similar about those two at all. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what she's doing there. I really don't. She's got a bad sense of humor is all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, okay, so what?
Yeah. What am I supposed to say to that? Oh, can I see? Like, stop it. Don't ever say that out loud in public or anywhere. Again, never do it. And don't stop looking at it.
Well, don't look at it. It's just weird for a mom. I mean,
I know.
It'd be weirder if it was the dad. So I guess there's no, you know, right way, but I definitely don't get what she was going for there. Like,
you know,
my daughter's the best. Okay, but what? So she should be a porn star then?
Right. What do you, what
when
are
she
you
grows
kinda...
up, it's going to be.
Oh, man, that thing's going to be fire.
Like,
yeah, it's gross.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep. The ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Did you used to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
So there was an episode or a story arc in there where the guy's got a kid. He's like a random friend of Larry David's. And the little boy has a big one. Like, he's a little kid. You know, he's a, like...
Got it.
Little. Mm-hmm. And Larry says, wow, you know, good on you guys. That's great news.
Big like, dick.
That kid, little kid's got a big dick.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everyone's like, oh, you know, Larry. A, don't notice that. B, don't say anything about it. Like,
well, I mean, that's very different, though, right?
Why? Why is it
because
different?
Because it's just size, and like, it's not, you're not...
Like, he noticed it.
Yeah,
that
you're not...
That was noticeable.
You're not saying how beautiful it is, or right. It's more about, holy shit, it's factual.
Well, also, every guy would go, yeah, good for you, because that's, you know, doesn't every guy want the biggest one they can possibly have?
Yeah, most guys do.
Vinny.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'd love 50 more pounds.
Of meat?
Oh, yeah.
Down God. There?
Yep.
You can't even use that.
Oh, I
can't
use
even,
it.
That's not even... Yeah, it's not usable.
Anyway.
You would have been a better coxman. When you were younger.
Yeah. I would say, seriously, reconsider your friendship with these people. If they can't... It's one thing to say that and for you guys to say, oh, God, why would you say that? Here's
uncool,
why that's inappropriate.
Right.
And for them to not understand means you're not on the same wavelength. Yeah. And that's...
That's the way I would explain it is, look, I'm your friend. I really like you. We all know
Maybe
each other.
Just joking
this
with
is
us.
You know that we all have in our lives said something that came off the wrong way, and that did. And I the best way I can explain it to you is if I had say five friends from work here, all five would go, "What the fuck's wrong with your friend?"
Right.
All five of them would. So I need you to understand it's not about like how I feel. I'm just trying to tell you. Leave that joke at home. If that's one you tell at home a lot and it goes over well, leave it there.
If your husband gets a chuckle out of it.
But I need you to understand, like, as friends, I can't have you around my other friends if that's one of your pieces of material you use after
a
drink or two.
That's actually a really good example. Like, in general, if you wouldn't say it in front of a bunch of people, maybe think twice about saying it.
Well, like, you might say a joke in front of your family, like
your
the whole knocking
friends,
on the door, hey, you don't want to talk?
Right.
That's a little inside joke you guys have. It's not, it doesn't resemble pedophilia at all.
No.
But, you know, I mean, it's still an inside joke that you wouldn't
right.
knock on the door. Maybe you would do that to Marianne, but you...
I would. That's,
right,
she'd
sure.
think that was funny.
Right.
She's easy to make laugh, though.
Right. So, anyway, that's I try to explain it to them that way. If they still don't get it,
Perhaps there's no hope for them. And you should call Child Protective Services and get that kid out of there.
Well, you know what? That's the weird thing is that's what's scary now.
I know.
Is, you know, I don't know what that lady's doing.
I don't know. It's just gross, though. So hopefully this wasn't a fishing expedition where someone just wanted us to talk about things that are really not to be talked about.
That's what I'd do, though. I would say, look, I can guarantee you.
This would not go over well. I get it. We're friends. But the fact that you can't understand why I think that's inappropriate is a red flag for me and our friendship.
Oy.
I know.
Ugh. Tell any other story.
Any other story. Oh, my God. She's so cute when she grabs her own little
No,
feet.
I mean now before we finish because
no,
I want to.
No,
I mean we need to say something else besides that.
Something else.
End with.
Something else.
Something else.
Something else. Send us emails that don't sound anything like this one. Or your reaction to it. I'm fine with that, too. Send them to Bryn, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com. Vinny, those magic words.
Cheers!